communication and digital affairs, Nazar Patria, said that the governments of Indonesia and the Russian Federation are committed to deepening strategic cooperation in the fields of communication and digital technology. His remarks came after a bilateral meeting with Andriy Zamin, Deputy Minister of Digital Development, Communication and Mass Media of the Russian Federation, held in Jakarta on Tuesday. Nazar described the meeting as a key moment to explore broader opportunities for collaboration between the two countries. Deputy for Resources and Institutions of the Ministry of Tourism, Martini Paham, revealed that tourism is the answer to the global crisis related to the Trump reciprocal tariffs. This was revealed by Martini during a press conference at the 37th the Joint Commission meeting for the UN Tourism Commission for East Asia and the Pacific and the UN Tourism Commission for South Asia in Jakarta on Wednesday. Martini Paham explained that tourism is a sector that can be resilient from waves of fluctuations in economic tariffs because, according to her, Indonesian tourism can focus on developing domestic and regional tourism, which has many opportunities. That's the news.
Enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, Here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar, prioritize your safety, don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Indonesia today. Well, still, you know that we have also Voyipok, it is, and would like to dive into an important and timely topic, Bali's commitment to becoming a plastic-free island. Well, as part of this mission, the provincial government has recently issued a ban on bottled water under 1 liter. But what does this mean for Bali's environment, businesses, and the future of tourism? In this episode, we would like to explore the reasoning behind this policy, and it is its impact, especially on the local community, and how Bali's government is tackling the challenges of reducing plastic. And to much more about this, we are going to talk and interview with environmental analyst of Forestry and Environment Department Bali Province, Mabe Ari Indra Rahayu. Good afternoon, Mbak Mabe Ari.
Hello, good afternoon.
With me, Mbak Faisal, at the studio.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear your voice clearly. So, Mbak Mabe, I call you Mbak Mabe Ari or Mbak Rahayu? Which one
are you? Yes, Mbak Ari.
Okay, Mbak Ari. So,
yeah, Mbak Ari.
Okay, Mbak Ari. Thank you for your time, Mbak Ari, attention to join our special interview today on Voyipok.
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, so Mbak Ari, talking about this actually, you know that, well, before we talk more about as the theme of this here, about only 1 liter bottled water in Bali, Mbak Ari. Actually, how many, before we talk about this, how many liters do you drink every day, Mbak Ari? Of water, especially? Fresh water?
Yes, for normal people, I think 2 liters.
2 liters every day? So even maybe when the sun, in the summer, maybe in the dry season, maybe when it is really hot, the weather, maybe you drink more than that, maybe?
Yeah. Maybe more than 2 liters,
to get hydrated. Okay. So Mbak Ari, what is actually the main reason, yeah, behind the provincial government's decision to ban bottled water under 1 liter?
Hello?
Yes. Hello, Mari. Can you hear my voice clearly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, so the question is, what is the main reason behind the provincial government's decision to ban bottled water under 1 liter on the island of Bali?
Okay, maybe I can just explain a bit that our new policy about the government letter number 9 of 2025 is concerning about the Bali Clean from Waste movement is about how to reduce the waste going to the landfill. So, the banning 1 liter plastic, 1 liter plastic is just a part of that policy. The bigger issue is how to prevent or reducing the plastic or the other waste going to the landfill. Because in Bali, our problem, which is our total waste generation, is about 3,563 tons per day, and which the plastic waste is about 18.52%. So in this condition that mostly of our landfill in Bali is currently is overloaded and making it necessary how to implement the waste reduction effort, and particularly for the plastic waste.
So you mean this policy is also related, yes?
Our bigger issue is about how to reduce the waste going to the landfill, and one part of the policy is about banning the 1 liter plastic.
Okay, but actually, when did the policy officially take place, and how has it been communicated with local people there?
Actually, in 11 April 2025, our governor, Mr. Costa, collecting all the stakeholders of Bali from the village government and all the region government, and display how about the circulator of government number 9 of 2025 about. Okay. And actually, for this policy, we hopefully will be fully implemented in 2026.
So next year, you mean it will be fully implemented? the impact of the policy on small traders such as micro and small medium enterprises and also tertiary business being taken into consideration?
Actually, before this policy release, there are so many tourism business operators in Bali, from hotel, restaurant, or the cafe, they already implemented the system of risk and retail. So I think this is not a big issue for them, because the tourism has already implemented this policy before we release it. And our main purpose, the government should also encourage industry players to redesign their packaging to be more environmentally friendly and to take responsibility about the life cycle of their product. This is aligned with the national direction of sustainable waste management, where the producer are expected to fulfill their obligation under the extended producer responsibility.
Many challenges maybe. Yeah. Actually, what about the response from the local people, even maybe tourists maybe?
I think there will be a pro and con side, but if we see at the good side of your point of view, we try to align our policy with the national regulation. So actually, the Minister of Environment and Forest, has released the policy as the regulation of Minister of Environment and Forest number 75 of 2019 on the roadmap of the waste reduction by the producer for the period from
local government wouldn't really care for this body.
Yeah, we can, because this can be a huge problem in the future. Maybe right now, we think that's not very matter, but if our plastic can be fully degraded in 100 or 1,000 years, and I think this is not affecting us today, but in the next year, in the next generation. So we try to take a little step right now, little by little, and try to give a better generation a better environmental environment.
Okay. So, Bari, up to date, I mean, nowadays, you often, really often, yeah, see people bringing a bottle with 1 liter plastic.
Yeah.
So, what about, maybe, there's a kind of, okay, I guess not talking about punishment, maybe such, I can say, yeah, I'm just the prohibition, like you say, like, Paul Pepe, when, maybe when people are being seen, yeah, by the Paul Pepe or the local government officers, I mean, so the people will be, maybe will talk, yeah, to stop bringing this.
Maybe just little by little, this suicide can be,
understood.
Can be understood by some people. Just,
thank you.
the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
And visitors from all walks of life. A delightful escape with a sense of adventure. In the hidden paradise of Sumatra, experience the awesome nature. Understand the connection to ancient cultures, like dancing for ancestors, a colorful tradition, joyful yet also potent, mystifying rituals, proud people of the mountains. At the coast and in the cities, remarkable diversity. A bustling city. A multicultural mecca. Peaceful harmony. Incredible culinary. Astonishing wood carving. This is North Sumatra. The land. Also the people. Friendly faces and genuine warmth. Wonderful Indonesia.
Viewers, it's seems that we must end our togetherness at the program of EveryMath on Indonesia Today. Thank you for listening and watching us, and we are going to continue our Indonesia Today.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and EveryMath.